In CI News this week, government plans to introduce new legal rights for cohabitants risk undermining marriage. As the World Cup kicks off, campaigners spotlight the dangers of gambling. And an abortion survivor speaks of the transforming power of the gospel at work in her life. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 12th of June. I'm Anna Fraudan. The Christian Institute has warned that government plans to grant cohabitants in England and Wales financial rights similar to married couples are misguided. Ministry of Justice proposals aim to give couples who live together and those who simply choose not to marry more financial security when separating or where a partner dies without a will. The proposed changes also mean that prenuptial and postnuptial agreements would be considered legally binding. But the Institute's Joanna Timm said the consultation document further undermines the special status of marriage in law and urged Westminster to instead focus on promoting the lifelong union between one man and one woman.
Marriage is uniquely beneficial for couples, their children, and for wider society, and the financial benefits attached to it rightly reflect that. Taking those benefits and then extending them to couples who have chosen not to marry, it's not only unfair, but it discourages people from ever getting married. It sends a message that marriage and cohabitation are the same thing, which they are not. The breakup rate for cohabitation is, of course, much higher, and research shows that children do best when they're raised by married parents. So at a time when family breakdown is already at a record high, the government should be incentivising more couples to marry, not further undermining its special legal status.
Scotland's Court of Session has ruled that a school's gender-neutral toilet facilities unlawfully discriminated against female pupils. Parents of a girl at a West Lothian primary school petitioned the court over concerns that the school's main toilet areas were not segregated. The school had mixed-sex toilet blocks with communal sinks. Judge Lady Poole acknowledged that the girl in question found the current toilet provision distressing and regularly comes home in pain as she refuses to use the toilet in school. She decided that the school's facilities breached legal duties to provide single-sex facilities and indirectly discriminated against girls under the Equality Act. Lady Poole said it was important that girls could go to a space where they could feel safe, knowing that boys were not there. A man who lost £100,000 due to sports betting has warned about the harms of gambling ahead of the FIFA World Cup. Paul Nash started betting on football while at university and over the next decade lost tens of thousands to the point of being unable to pay the bus fare to his work. Now gamble-free for 3 years, Paul noted that the World Cup will be a challenge as every big tournament has always encouraged me to gamble more. Mark Weiss from Gamcare said 11% more people contacted the National Gambling Helpline during the last World Cup. He added, "Tournaments like the World Cup are brilliant, but for some people, the intensity and opportunities to bet can make gambling harder to manage." The Institute's head of communications, Angus Saul, called this World Cup's expanded format and late-night games a perfect storm for gambling harm. And finally, an abortion survivor has spoken of her journey from an abusive home to finding Christ. Sarah Zagorski told her story on Focus on the Family's podcast. Following her birth during a botched abortion at just 26 weeks old, a doctor claimed she would be a mental vegetable and should be left to die. But her mother refused, beginning Sarah's journey from a home of poverty to foster care, adoption, and ultimately her encounter with the suffering saviour.
Through that suffering, that's when I encountered the saviour of Isaiah 53, the suffering saviour who reached out to me in a radical way in that suffering. And that changed the course of my very life. In that place of vulnerability, in that place of pain, I learned Jesus, his humanity, understands this suffering. He knows it.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.